Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Ben Moore is the deputy spokesperson at Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs. Good morning. Thanks for joining. How are you doing?
Good morning. And as I believe you guys say, how's it? I'm having a great time. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, how's it to you too? So we've just spoken to Amnesty International, and one of the things that I said, the concern is that by throwing emotive language around and not really just simply discussing the issues and the facts on the ground, there is little doubt that the dog whistle has been blown to anti-Semites. That would be my understanding of where we're going with this. What do you think? Where are we going from here in terms of anti-Semitism?
I think Amnesty International put all their cards on the table, where one of their opening statements is saying that by calling Israel the nation state of the Jewish people, this somehow is problematic. Now, of course, they don't mention this with any of the other dozens of Christian or Muslim or other countries with, you know, that are nation states of their people with official religions and whatnot. And one has to at least raise an eyebrow, and that is giving major benefit of the doubt towards Amnesty International, as into why this is the only country they're pointing out for calling out on their so-called discrimination.
Yeah, and that is the case, because when we go through some of the other headlines they talk about, they do look into some incidents, but there's no emotive language. Why would it be that Amnesty International is doing this? Do they have a history of anti-Semitism or anti-Israel bias?
Well, Howard, I think we only have a couple of minutes, and unless you are doing a long-form podcast with many hours and many parts, maybe I can get through their history them calling out of Israel. How I like to call it, as this is their flavor of the month, where you have a series of these organizations that purportedly are calling out Israel for their newest and bestest fault, put it this way. But this is an organization that it's important to realize that is calling into the very question the Jewish nature of Israel, the nation state of the Jewish people, and somehow saying that this is an unjust and unright sense of the wording. That's absolutely not the case. Anyone, you know, it's actually quite pertinent that I'm speaking to you and
in South Africa, African audience. Absolutely.
Exactly. I visited South Africa multiple times. I love the culture. I love the people. I love the views and the food, especially. I don't remember, and of course they try to compare us to South Africa. I don't remember any of these times where in South Africa, while reading through the history books, that you have people or you had the minority that were in such positions of power as politicians or the Supreme Court justices or major military officers or in the police or whatnot. This is an organization that puts under Israel under a microscope while conveniently avoiding, I won't even talk about the other countries throughout the region that they're conveniently avoiding, such as Syria, which has gone through an incredibly bloody civil war with over 500,000 dead, with Iran, with, you know, Lebanon, with all the other countries, with all their other problems. And this is an organization, and it's important to point this out, just not just for you, but also for all the listeners listening in, is that this is an organization this year had many of its members, I believe it's 8 if I'm not mistaken, come out calling out UK for their UK branch of Amnesty International, which, by the way, that's the same branch that made this report, for discrimination. And just to point out some of the things they said, senior staff are using the NNP words and calling them oversensitive if they complain. And that they also, that the leadership of the Amnesty International itself admitted that they were had problems within the organization, and saying that, yes, that racism was encoded in the very organization itself. So here is an organization that in their own house is having problems of real discrimination, racism on a systematic level, whereas they're calling out us. And the big difference is that Israel, we don't claim that we're perfect. We know we have faults, but we work on it. This is a democracy, just like any other democracy, that has its problems, and we deal with it. And here's an organization that has a holier-than-thou attitude that just systematically disregards any other abuses, including within their own house. And conveniently, again, as we see over and over, they'll call out Israel.
What concerns me is that very little good can come out of a report like this. If they removed the emotive language and went discussed incident by incident, there's something to talk about. But when you blur it all with this type of allegation, it must mean that there's actually little intention of dealing with some of the issues. And that's the part that bothers me most about it. It does seem to speak to disingenuity, maybe.
I think if I would also add on to what you're saying, look, we're at a very unique time in the period of history of humanity where we are at a real struggle of trying to fight misinformation. And when you have an organization that on purpose distorts to a flagrant degree of what's happening in the region just so they can get kudos within their own community, within their, you know, far extreme left, and trying to get, you know, they all quote each other, these organizations.
Well, that was so funny. That's what she said on the interview earlier. Well, you know, she quoted the Durban conference, which I thought was quite amusing, because so then somebody else will eventually use this document to quote to prepare something else. It just becomes an absurdity.
It gets to the point where I was going over their report. So just in case they claim that I didn't even read it, I have been reading it. And that they say that the Palestinians are rejecting Israel's trying of fragmenting the Palestinian people as if they're one united people. Now the Palestinians, they have a lot going for them, but one of the things they don't is not unity. Okay, this is just to remind the listeners at home, I mean, the Gaza Strip was forcefully taken over in a violent coup, I believe in 2005. So these are people, until today, they do not speak with each other. The Palestinian Authority, which is in the areas of Judea and Samaria, the West Bank, and the Gaza Strip. So these are just one small example, and that's with, I think, on the third page, if I'm not mistaken, of where you see this misinformation purposely portraying themselves, portraying Israel as, you know, the one evil, blah, 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 where it simply is not the case. You know, they have, this is 300 pages of a report, but, you know, one picture is 1,000 equals 1,000 words, and one just has to look at Israel. You know, if you don't want to believe me, fine. You know what?
Right.
I speak for the government of Israel, no problem. But if you come and you look for yourselves, just how is it possible, the amount of people, including journalists, and I speak to them, and they say, you know, I went out the airport, and to see all the Palestinians and Israeli Arabs and Jews and Christians all together serving together, whether it be in government or again in the police as doctors and whatnot, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't add up. And the reason it doesn't is because this is just complete lies or at best misinformation.
We don't really have a lot of time, but the one question I do want to ask you is, do you think this will be problematic in terms of rising anti-Semitism?
I definitely think that of course, I mean, as you, I think it was you that mentioned before that this is definitely a dog whistle that it's funny, if you look under an Urban Dictionary, under the definition of what it means to be Jewish or what is the Jewish people, it says it's the only religion where both the far right and the far left hate it simultaneously.
Absolutely.
So this isn't necessarily that you have the far left in this case, you know, using, oh, look at how Israel's bad. Of course, anti-Semites are going to use this to their advantage. Why? It's free ammunition. And worst of all, it's ammunition that supposedly, purportedly, is conceived of as legitimate criticism.
Yeah, and creditable. Incredible.
Nothing can be farther than the truth.
Unfortunately,
we'll definitely see a rise from that.
Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there. Ben Moore, Deputy Spokesperson at Israel's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, chatting to us about the Amnesty International report.